very Anthony Weekend.
Oh, yeah, it was. So many anthems.
Had a bloke sing it at the AFL Grand Final at the Gabba on Saturday. Well done to the Richmond Tigers. And we had the anthem sung by a beautiful young lady last night at the NRL Grand Final at ANZ Stadium. Well done, Melbourne Storm, and to all their supporters. But it's kind of funny because my daughter is 6 now, so she's been at school for a couple of years, Gab. She's in grade 1 now.
Yeah.
And she's getting very good at the national anthem.
It's such a school thing, isn't it? You have to sing it every week at assembly.
I could picture little Gabrielle good like you as a child doing what my daughter is doing at the moment, which is standing up very proudly.
Yeah.
And singing the Australian national anthem. And she even did it like last night for the NRL Grand Final. When the girl was singing it, she stood up in front of the TV and she even put her hands together. Like
she's in the choir.
Like she's in the Qantas choir.
She's standing on top of the Harbour Bridge.
Yeah, totally. She's doing the pose and everything like that. And the question finally came that I've honestly been dreading. Finally, she turns to me after the anthem last night and my 6-year-old daughter says to me, "Daddy, what does Gert mean?"
Oh, yes. So, we are Gert by sea.
Our lands are Girt by sea. And I told her, I said, it means like surrounded by, like it's around us. Because Australia, you know, Australia's an island and there's water around it. So
well
we're
done.
Girt by sea.
Good answer.
Yeah, and she's like, why don't they just say it's surrounded by? And I went, good point.
That's a very good question, Matilda.
We've been asking that for a long time. Because never ever do you use the word girt. Until now. So I actually thought, you know, after my daughter asked me, you know, what does girt mean?
Bring back the word girt.
Yeah, we're never using the word girt. Let's try and bring it back. So I've done that over the last, like, 12 hours.
Yeah.
Literally, this started sort of halfway through the grand final last night. And then I tried to continue into this morning with producer Carly and yourself.
Yes.
And this is me trying to bring back the word girt. Hey, Michelle. This pasta is girt by meat sauce. Do you know what I mean?
It's not funny.
But do you know what I'm what it means?
I know what you're saying.
No.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, yeah, there's a lot going on there, hey?
There's a fair bit. Got your Carrie and Tommy stuff I've got a print of, and
jeez. We're girt by information.
That's all right. Brizzy was good.
Brizzy was good, mate. Brizzy was good,
yeah.
Hey? Yep. I was girt by fun and good times.
Are you feeling better?
Yeah, I'm better. Yeah, much better.
You seem clearer.
Yeah. Yeah, it's time a desk cleanup happened. That
no.
Desk is girt by rubbish.
What's wrong with it? There's no rubbish.
There's rubbish everywhere.
What's rubbish?
Your entire desk is girt by trash.
There's no rubbish.
It's girt.
We've been listening to the Australian anthem.
Yeah, you picked up on it by the end of it.
Everyone else is just looking at you like, what is he proud about?
Well, you might say I was girt by strange looks. The Hit Breakfast Show.